All right, number two goes to you, Russell J.
Hold on 1 second, because I got to let people know it's the PGA National Resort and Spa. Inside the Ropes segment, I was sleeping there, so I should have caught on to that before I let you go to topic number two. It's the PGA National Resort and Spa Inside the Ropes segment. Challenge yourself on a course that has hosted the Ryder Cup, the PGA Championship, and now the Honda Classic. Come and play at PGA National Resort and Spa. Visit PGAResort.com.
All right, number two goes to you. When Tiger Woods wins today, that'll make it 5, 6, or 7 wins in a row, depending on if you're looking at the IBF, the WBF, or whatever title belts we're talking about here.
Right.
With golf. He's either got he's got 4 PGA recognized, 4 PGA Tour wins in a row. He's got 5 if you want to count worldwide recognized events, or he's got 6 if you want to count the silly season event, the Target World Challenge. Which streak do you recognize, Russ?
I think now, obviously, we're talking, this is all has credence because if he wins today, it could be either 5, 6, or 7 straight wins. So he could be either only 5 wins towards Byron Nelson's streak of 11, or if it's 7, he could be only 4 wins away from tying Byron Nelson's, you know, hallowed record of 11 straight victories way back in 1945. Byron Nelson's 18 victory season in 1945 included 11 straight wins in a row and 11 starts for Nelson. I think that as of right now, we should give Tiger credit for 5 wins. And that, and of course, those wins are the Tour Champion, the BMW and Tour Championship last year to end the season, the Buick to start the season this year. And I also think we should give him a credit for the Dubai Desert Classic, because it's a sanctioned European PGA Tour event. And then, of course, he won match play in Tucson the week after. So 2 events to end the season last year, the BMW and the Tour Championship. I don't think he should get credit for Target World Challenge. It's a field of only 16 players, and it's a silly season event. But then the Buick this year, Dubai, I think he should get credit for, because it's a European PGA Tour event, and then the match play. So that's 5 in a row, going for 6 today at the Arnold Palmer, which would mean he would be more than halfway to the 11. If he were to win today, that would be 6 in a row. Then going for 7 next week at the CA, where he's won 3 straight years on both the venue and the event. Let's not forget, Byron Nelson's 11 straight wins in 45. One of those 11 was the Miami four ball, where it was a two-man team event. He teamed with Harold Jug McSpadden. So all of Byron's 11 victories in 45 weren't necessarily, you know, all tried-and-true PGA Tour events. Yes, the Miami four ball was a PGA Tour event, but the PGA Tour no longer has team competitions anymore.
There's a couple things there, Russ. I agree with you on that. I will get to that in a second. As to which streak, being the purist that I am, I got to go with just the PGA Tour wins, because that we're talking about him and his record in relation to Byron Nelson. So I agree with you. You should count the Dubai. And I'd even go further that you could consider the Target just because of the field, even though it's limited. It's the top 16 guys, basically, that are playing. And for him to win that, it's not like a skins type thing where he's trying to only beat 3 other guys. He's trying to beat 16 of the better players. But I, being the purist I am, I'm going to say he has 4 right now, but your argument certainly has validity. As for the Byron Nelson, here's what I think we ought to do, Russ. If he wins this week and that does get him to 5, I think we need to really break down Byron Nelson's streak in 45 and make our own petition, whatever we got to do. Because you're right, a 4 ball should not count in a streak, and I'll tell you why. You and I have played in member guests or things like that. There are times when we haven't played well and our partner did, and we win the event.
Exactly.
You can't have that.
All of Tiger's wins are it's him or nothing. I mean, if he doesn't win, he doesn't win. There's nobody else helping him. I mean, I'm not assuming that way back in 1945, over 60 years ago, in Miami, that Byron Nelson was the slug on that team and Harold Jug McSpadden carried the day.
But you don't know.
But you never know for that Miami four-ball victory. The point remains, in that 11 straight wins, the Phoenix Open, Corpus Christi Open, New Orleans Open, Charlotte Open, Greater Greensboro Open, everything was open back then. They didn't have classics. They didn't have classics or invitationals. It was only opens. Durham Open, Atlanta Open, Montreal Open, the Philadelphia Inquirer. That was the only non-open besides the Miami four ball. And then, of course, he won the PGA Championship that year as well. But, yeah, Miami four ball just doesn't seem right to give him a credit for that victory.
Any George Lopez sponsors event things?
I don't think so.
What I'm saying, though, is we should really go back. If you know, I'm sure there's some kind of history of these events and break them back, because I understand some of them were no-cut events. Maybe some of them were limited field.
Well, I mean, to be fair... You know, the Tiger, there's a couple events that Tiger's played in. The WGCs, like the Bridgestone, there's no cut there.
I'm trying to compare, as best we can, apples to apples with the streak, because In my opinion, I've said this a lot, this is the most impressive streak in sports, in my opinion. But I want it to be valid. I want to make sure that it is what it is and not something, you know, with four balls or, you know, I don't know, very limited fields or those types of things. If you're going to break this streak, I want it to be legit in terms of what the streak is and then what Tiger's trying to do.
All right.
All righty.
Good stuff there, Pat. Colin. It's the PGA National Resort and Spa Inside the Ropes segment. What do Nicklaus, Palmer, Hagen, and Sarazen have in common? I'll also add to that Carl Litton, who designed the Estates course, which I played yesterday. Shot a nice, smooth 85. Pat, my best round in about 6 months. Finally broke 90 for the first time in 2008.
What's gotten into you?
I don't know. It might be the lime green shirt for St. Patrick's Day weekend. But Carl Litton, along with Nicklaus, Palmer, Hagen, and Sarazen, they have designed the fabulous five layouts of the PGA National Resort and Spa. Find out when you play championship golf how great it is at the PGA National Resort and Spa. Visit PGAResort.com. And one aside before we go to topic number three, I must thank my buddy Chris Berry over at PGA National for setting up that tee time yesterday at the Estates course. We had a fabulous day. It was gorgeous weather yesterday. I mean, it was picture perfect postcard Chamber of Commerce weather, and I carded the 85.
What were the nines? Give me the nines. 42, 43?
Yep, 42, 43. Yep. It was six over on the front and seven over on the back. It was a good day.
Yeah, that's
I got home. I got home at like 5:30, and I was like in a good mood. And Joyce was like, "Why are you so perky?" You know, I'm like, "I shot 85 today. I broke 90 for the first time in 2008." She's like, "Oh yeah, that'll do it."
Oh, there it is.
Usually when I get home after golf and I'm grumpy, she knows. Oh, you must have shot 95 or something. It must have been one of those other days.
Well, not yesterday.
She always cringes because if I have a bad golf day, that usually affects you know, the evening as well.
I know.
All right, Pat, topic number three for you. The weak crop of players under 30 on the PGA Tour. Where are all of them? With his victory last week at the Pods Championship, 25-year-old Sean O'Hare became only the seventh player under 30 with multiple PGA Tour victories, and he is now the youngest on tour to have multiple victories. Now, Sergio Garcia leads the under 30 group. Sergio is 28 years old. He has six career PGA Tour victories. Adam Scott, who is 27, has five. They are the only 20-somethings with more than two. Charles Howell III, who is 28, DJ Trahan, who is 27, Aaron Baddeley, who is 26, J.B. Holmes is also 25, along with Sean O'Hare. They are the other players with two victories. And then you've got a bunch of guys with only one career victory apiece. Trevor Immelman, who is 28. Hunter Mahan is 25. 28-year-old Lucas Glover. Nick Watney, who is 26. And Brant Snedeker, the reigning Rookie of the Year, who is 27. They all have one career victory. You know, there's so much talk about Justin Rose as a possible major winner. He still hasn't even won on the PGA Tour yet in his career. Justin is 27. Camilo Vajegas is 26. He is still yet to win on the PGA Tour. Bubba Watson, 29, still looking for his first ever career PGA Tour victory. He's one of five tied at the top going into the final with the Palmer. But, Pat, the question is, which of this under 30 crowd will be the first to win a major?
Oh, boy. Well, I'm going with the first name you mentioned. That's Sean O'Hare. I think he has – you know what he has, Russ, that these other guys don't? He has the swing and the natural ability. But I think because of his – a relationship with his father or lack thereof, believe it or not, I think that's actually helped him in terms of mental preparation to this game. In other words, you know, the reason why Tiger Woods is so good is not just because he's the best ball striker, putter, everything else, because of his ability. It's because of the stuff his dad did with him when he was younger in terms of preparing him mentally for distractions and those types of things, learning how to win. And in a weird way, I think Sean O'Hare and the fact that he had such a bad relationship with his own father sort of mentally steeled him to get ready to play golf. In other words, because that relationship was so bad, the golf seems easy to him. It seems like it's a relief for him to get out there and play. And because the mental aspect of this game is so important at the higher levels, I think Sean O'Hare going through all those personal battles with his dad and being able to get out on the golf course and get a relief from that or release from that, I think will help him. And I think you're seeing that, you know, him shooting 63 yesterday, that's a phenomenal round. And those wins and everything else that was going on, people just sort of didn't make a big deal. That was phenomenal.
It was three shots better than any other round on the day, and Tiger was the guy that shot the 66.
That's staggering. So he's the guy I think has the mental toughness out of all these guys you mentioned. Sergio does not. He can't putt. Adam Scott has the best swing, but it doesn't translate into anything. He wins tournaments every once in a while, but he hasn't injected himself like Tiger did in his 20s into the majors
Well, this is my biggest question. How does Sergio and Adam Scott only have 6 and 5 PGA Tour wins to their credit? I mean, that's disappointing to me. Sergio Garcia is 28 years old. He's been a full card-carrying member of the PGA Tour for 8 years now, since 2000. Obviously, we remember the 99 PGA. He was still an amateur at that point. He turned pro the next year. He's been on tour for 8 years. He's only got 6 career PGA Tour victories. That's less than 1 per year. Adam Scott, the same way. He's been on tour for about 6 years. He's only got 5 career victories now. A couple of them are very, very prestigious, the Tour Championship and the Players. Those are great wins. Those are much better wins than any of Sergio's 6 victories. However, there's still not enough wins there. But I'm going to, unfortunately, because it's kind of slim pickings, I'm going to have to go with Adam Scott. I think that Scott's the guy, although I think your pick of Sean O'Hare is a good one. Scott has, you know, even though he only has 5 career victories on the PGA Tour, he does have 13 career international victories in all. His latest was the victory at the Qatar Masters a couple of months ago. He shot the 11 under par 61 on Sunday to come from way behind to win the Qatar Masters. And there are some big names in that field. Sergio, along with Henrik Stenson and Luke Donald and Lee Westwood and Ian Poulter, Nicholas Fast and Paul Casey. So that was a stellar field. And that same weekend was when Tiger won at Torrey Pines. There were 9 of the world's top 25 at Torrey. There were 8 of the world's top 25 in Qatar. So Scott's victory there was somewhat similar to Tiger winning at Torrey in the Buick. But I think Adam Scott's the guy. Now, here's the weird thing. He's been a pro for 6 years. He only has 1 top 5 finish in a major. That's the 06 PGA Championship. So I don't know why Adam Scott has not played better in both the majors or the PGA Tour, with only 5 career victories on the PGA Tour and only 1 career top 5 finish. But I really think that he's going to finally get it because he's got all the tools, and I think that he's a better putter than Sergio. You could go with Sergio, but his putting is so horrific.
It's terrible.
Neither of us picked Sergio, and I think it's obvious that neither of us think that Sergio is going to win a major in a long time, if ever.
No, I agree with you. I think he had a shot with the British last year, whenever it was, and he blew it. The only other thing I will say, Russ, Aaron Baldy, because of his putting, I think has a shot to be in this group.
Right.
And then, you know, the kid Matt Jones, who we've been on, I need to see more of him. But I'd be more excited about Sean O'Hare, Aaron Baldy, and Matt Jones than almost any of these other guys in their 20s.
All right, that's your PGA National Resort and Spa Inside the Ropes segment, as we do each and every week here on Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic, taking a look at a handful of hot topics in the world of golf. And it's brought to you by the PGA National Resort and Spa. Have you ever watched a golf tournament on TV and wondered how you would do on a course the pros play? It can happen at PGA National Resort and Spa in Palm Beach Gardens. You can play the PGA Tour's 3rd toughest course, a wonderfully fiendish layout designed by Jack Nicklaus that has hosted the Ryder Cup, the PGA Championship, and now the Honda Classic. The Arnold Palmer design course and the 3 other courses are just as devilish, making PGA National Florida's premier golf resort destination. I mean, it's just phenomenal. Like, think about the 5 courses, the 4 of them right there on property, and then the 5th remote course, the Estates course. You got the Champ. You've got the Palmer, the former general that's been renamed the Palmer. You got the Hague and the Squire. I mean, those are fabulous courses. Then you've got the Estates course, the Carl Litton design down on North Lake, just southwest of the main resort facility. PGA National has just been renovated, and everything from the entry to the pool area to the lobby and the new hip eye bar, as well as the new restaurant, Ironwood, it's all fabulous. It's time to experience the legend of PGA National in person and not just on TV. Stop watching the Honda Classic and thinking, how would I play on the Champ? Do it for a customized tune-up and tee-off golf package that includes lessons on the golf course with your instructor, and that's really cool. I think I'm going to try that. Although I just broke 90 for the first time.
You don't need lessons,
Russ. Perhaps I'm going in the right direction.
Don't waste your money. You got it. You know what you need to do.
I was a little frazzled, I have to admit, through the first 2.5 months of the year, shooting 92s and 93s. But yesterday, it all came together, baby. So you're saying I got a chance. For a personalized tune-up and tee-off golf package that includes lessons and on the golf course with your instructor, go to pgaresort.com or call 877-742-6285. That's pgaresort.com, or you can call 877-742-6285. We're coming right back, and the world-renowned guru of the short game, Dave Pels, is joining us next. Russ Evans, Pat.